Okay, we are at the halfway point. So these are my thoughts, if you will, over the past week, which is week three. A lot of activity, which I'm again eternally grateful for, because you're either just humoring me or you're really getting something out of some of these discussions and conversations. And I guess I'll kind of go on my thoughts in turn as sort of by the assignment, I suppose. Perusall, again, lots of good activity. I don't think anything was really off kilter in any of it. I do think there's an interesting correlation in some of the questions, maybe some of the comments going back to even the big forum discussion. The idea of, well, what am I really obligated anything to anybody? And I say it in a snarky tone, and honestly, I don't think it's a snarky question. I think it's a really, really deep question and a really, really deep problem. And that problem can run in a couple of directions, to be quite honest. So there's sort of two threads really between both of those assignments. And on the one hand, there were a couple of theological, I suppose, questions in the perusall format around this, and not so much that we're not bound to others, but what does that really look like and what does that really mean? And I did notice at one point a really good comment. I wish I'd marked it. I don't know that I did, because it is something I do a lot, or I say a lot in some of my coaching when I'm working with people, that there's a difference between giving of yourself and giving yourself away. And I think in the language of giving of yourself, that is sort of the community you're called to participate in. If you are Christian, you take this sort of theological point seriously. But even that, to give yourself away, would be sort of theologically unsound, maybe, in terms of giving yourself away to something other than quote unquote God. So, I mean, there's a way of looking at it that way. Additionally, something that's in Jim's book, and I think he's got it right. And we don't talk about it very much in this class because it's technically not a theology course. Again, maybe a theology of work. But in terms of theology, I don't know if people know what the Trinity really is. It's in my old professor's language, it was a bugbear. I don't know what you make of that. But I do like Jim's definitions of kenosis and perikiosis, the idea of emptying, submission, because what it sort of teaches us then in terms of community, the thing about the triune God is that it lives in community already, each bowing in submission and honoring the other, working together and with each other as opposed to anything else. And so I take that example very seriously, and I think that's part of what's at work here. In a non-theological sense, or for others, again, I still think it's a challenge to really identify what community means, and I think it's a really big challenge to figure out what am I really obligated to other people. In the 19th century, philosopher Jeremy Bentham said there is no such thing as community, only a collection of individuals. And, you know, they can kind of work together, common goal, purpose, and, you know, that's fine, whatever. But I think it does kind of highlight whatever we think community is. It's kind of a holy grail type of thing. I don't know how you really do it. And when you take that look at it, it makes it even harder to say, well, what am I really owed to anything, to anybody? And in particular, we have such a strong sense of individualism in the West that you couple those things together, just doesn't look realistic. This is why I sort of defaulted in a couple of places. I think when I posted the difference between sort of independence and dependence and intersubjectivity or interdependence, you know, no one wants to be dependent. That means you're not able to take care of yourself and be self-sufficient in some ways. But we have kind of made this odd move where we've made individualism and self-sufficiency the highest goal. And again, there's some Western thought behind that. But it's also kind of misgiven. There's a lot of stuff I can say I did that I did on my own. But I also know in this thing about community, what we owe others or what an ethical obligation would look like. If I think about who and what I am and where I'm at, there's a lot of stuff I've done for myself, but there's a lot of stuff that was sort of done for me in a way. You know, as a person whose father didn't go to high school and my mother didn't finish and got a GED, neither of them have any college experience. I'm not only sort of first generation in college, but certainly kind of went for the fences when I got a PhD. Now, as much as I love my parents, that's got nothing to do with them. That had a lot to do with the people in my life who helped me sort of see that path. And in a way, in such a way that in hindsight, I'm eternally grateful for this, the fact that I owe no student debt for it. People helped me find scholarships and fellowships, and I'm grateful for sort of the anonymous folks who donated to make those things possible. So there's a whole lot that I did on my own. I did all the research for my PhD. I did all the research on the things that I published, but to be in the position I'm in came because of people who helped along the way. And so when you have that recognition of, oh, other people, then I sort of see as a as an act of gratitude that I go and do that forward for other people. And I know there's people that sort of use this sort of pay it forward philosophy, and I think that probably works here. But it also says that for as much as I've done on my own, I've done often on the shoulders of giants and in the shadow of others. And for some people, I am a giant in a weird sort of way. And I'm, for example, I'm exceedingly pleased to be able to brag on students who I've mentored and have gone to law school at the university, at Syracuse University, students who are working on their master's at Vanderbilt University, two working on PhDs, one at St. Louis University and one working on it at the New School for Social Science Research in New York City. The reason I'm proud of that is it's nothing I did, that's their work, but I hope that I was able to springboard them into that. Those are not schlump schools, those are top R1 research institutions that they're at, and I like to think I helped get them there, much like someone helped get me to Purdue University. And so interjectivity doesn't mean dependence, it means helping. It sort of means that sort of communal presence of working, being side by side. So that is an answer, and that is a way to do it either theologically or non-theologically. But I think it's something you should marinate on as you enter your career in the next few years. Last comment, maybe this is more of a technical one. I'm very happy with the videos and audio you all posted. Again, in my notes, at this point, I'm so sick of reading stuff, and I'm sure you are too, that this should be more fun, more engaging, more entertaining. And some of you have a lot more creativity than I have, so I really enjoy watching those and listening to those, and I hope it provides a meaningful format for others of you to get to know each other and kind of take a break from reading and entertain this in a different way. I guess my one technical comment for a few of you that email me terrified Saturday and into Sunday morning, if you had trouble uploading or posting anything, I'm not super great or familiar with all the formats that are available, but I did notice a few of you did something that I typically do on Moodle, which is I'll go record something on whatever device or whatever app I'm using and upload it to YouTube and then just post the link. That is oftentimes a easy, short way of doing that. So keep that in mind for next time. We've got one more assignment like that coming up. This week, you have your readings, the discussion board, and you should have a second paper on trying to integrate these transcendentals and this sort of language into your career. So hopefully some of the video audio stuff you did this week was helpful.